This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Witness our miscreation.
The Siblings by Sarah Kahn.
I guess they've always just been with me, Adi and Bina, my brother and sister. With me, but not actually with me. Everyone thought I was a solitary little boy, played on my own a lot, had a vivid imagination. I must have seemed pretty weird. I never bothered anyone much, letting the adults get on with their day while I got on with mine playing with them. For a long time it was fun and games. They were there with a game of hide and seek, shoot 'em up, or Tiggs off ground whenever I felt upset or lonely. When I needed them, they'd appear. They'd crawl into bed with me at night and would whisper our made-up stories to each other under the covers. I somehow knew, though, that I wasn't supposed to tell anyone about them. It would upset everyone, and maybe if I told, they'd go away. And as I grew, they grew. They never left the house, couldn't make it past the front gate. Our house and garden were their territory, but all too soon I was carving out new territory of my own, away from them. First school, then college. I got friends of my own, people they didn't know and didn't want to know. Of course, I could never invite those friends round to my house anyway, but they were never interested in my life outside the house. I felt pretty sure that Adi was okay with me having a life away from them, but I knew for certain that Bina wasn't happy about it, to put it mildly. As we got older, she got more and more, how can I put it, possessive.
Don't go. Please don't go. It's not safe out there. Stay here, with us. You don't need anything else. This is your home. This is where you belong. With us. Wait. With us?
It's been 18 years and she still doesn't like me leaving the house. This may sound pretty stupid, but I've only very recently found out how I was born. At my 18th birthday party, Nani and I were alone in the kitchen for a minute or two, and she let something slip about me being her little test tube baby. Nani's getting a little bit confused these days, so I wasn't really sure if I could really trust what she said, and anyway, as soon as she mentioned it, Dad came in. So I didn't want to push things any further. Instead, I asked someone else later, someone I knew would finally tell me all the facts.
Yeah, man, I mean, you're special, because you were the one who actually made it. Mum's golden boy. But we weren't there together or anything like that. That can happen with IVF, you know. Three go in, but only one comes out. Nope. Me and Bean were natural. And natural failures. I was first, then Beena. Neither of us made it to the end, so then Mum and Dad got the treatment they needed for you. A, B, then finally C, Chand. And they couldn't believe their luck to finally have a baby out in the real world. Not just some half possibility that slips away after a few months. Out of sight. Out of mind, eh?
Right. Yeah, okay. I mean, I always thought it would be something like that. I'm really sorry, bro. I mean, it's not fair on anyone. But you're not just a possibility. You're here, both of you, with me, and that's great. It's all good, right?
Yeah. Don't worry about it, man, okay? We're together, right? The three of us? We've got each other. Always.
They've always just been with me. My whole childhood, they were my sense of home. But now everything's changing. We've known for years that it was coming. There was no escaping it. I couldn't hide away in the house for the rest of my life. Adi's always been encouraging, but Bina, she didn't want to face it. She just wanted everything to stay the same.
You're home!
Oh, thank God!
These days are so long here without you. I mean, I know you had to leave early because you wanted to get in plenty of time, but why did you come back so late?
I had two exams today, Bean, and they both went pretty well, I think, thanks for asking. But I'm really wiped out now. I really just need to drink this and then go over my notes for chemistry tomorrow. Why don't you go see what Adi is up to?
Go see what Adi is up to. So today's exam went okay, huh? I mean, how can you tell? You can be sure, right? Until you get the results? Did you talk about it with your friends afterwards? Did they have the same kind of answers as you did? That, what's his name? Jordan. You're always going on about how clever he is. Did you check with him?
Jeez, Bina. This is a pretty stressful time for me right now. Can I have less of the interrogation, please? It's not exactly doing a lot to build my confidence, okay? I just need some peace. A lot depends on these exams, Bean. You know that.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. Yes, I do know. I just worry about you. I worry about what's going to happen.
Well, you don't need to worry about it. I'll be fine. Let me just get through these next few weeks and we'll have a great summer together. All three of us like we used to, lounging in the back garden, tunes on full blast, arguing about our fantasy festival lineups.
You and I are arguing about your fantasy football teams for the next season.
Exactly. I'll have a lot more time for all that arguing when the exams are over. It'll be a classic summer. Bina and I both knew what was going to happen when the summer was over, though. I'd be gone, and they'd be here. Just the two of them for months at a time. I knew they would miss me, but I didn't really get what that actually meant. Me being gone for so long. I guess I've been selfish all this time. I only ever thought about me, never thought to ask them what they actually did when I wasn't with them. I presumed, like any child would, that they just carried on playing while I was at school. And it didn't occur to me to question those presumptions as I got older. Bina was always a little edgy when I got home every day, but Adi was so cool, just normal, you know? When I got my offer letters from unis, he'd been almost as chuffed as me. An offer, yes! I wasn't sure because the interview was a bit hit and miss. And there's so much competition. This is amazing. One A star and two A's. I guess that's pretty standard, but still.
You can do it, man. I know it.
I don't know. It's a big ask. I keep on thinking I should have applied for something else. Something a bit easier to get into, with a lot less pressure. A shorter course that would cost hell of a lot less. And the unis are also far away.
Listen, don't freak out on me now, okay? This is good news. The best universities in the country all want you. You've been working your ass off since you were 14, and they know it. They know you can get the grades, they know you can handle the pressure, and I know that pretty soon you'll be coining it in some big-time penthouse apartment and that student debt will be long gone. You got to think long-term, bro. This is your whole future we're talking about.
I just carried on with my life, plowed forward, making plans for the future without even stopping to think about what it meant for my brother and sister. 18 years I never thought to ask. I just feel so terrible. I'm a bad person, selfish, and now I can't get this image out of my mind, Bina sobbing in the corner of my room, her face buried in her hands. All those years of secret pain just pouring out of her, and I just never knew.
Hey, what you up to?
Today, the packing begins. I've got to get started on it. It's ridiculous just how unprepared I am for this whole thing.
That's a big suitcase.
Yeah, well, I'm packing all the winter stuff. and I'm going to try avoid laundry for as long as possible. Do you know that it costs 5 quid to do a load of laundry on campus? 5 quid! I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's like they want the students to wander around in their own filth.
But still, you don't have to take everything now. You can bring back your washing and take some stuff in as well when you come back in a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks? Bean, it's more likely to be a couple of months. 3, in fact. I don't think I'll be back before Christmas. It's just that it's so far and I'll be busy, Bean. This first term is crucial to find my feet and get settled, you know. I can't keep on popping back. It's not fair to expect me to.
Not fair? Are you kidding me right now, Chant? You're telling me what's not fair? When you're gone, we'll be lost. Both of us. Ardy and I are both lost and in pain when you're not here. Excruciating pain, Chant.
Bina, stop. You have to stop this. This melodrama, you're sounding ridiculous.
Ardy made me promise not to tell you. We've got to know now. You've got to know what you're doing to us. And you're not here. When you're not all together, Ardy and I don't exist. We're somewhere else, somewhere awful, John. And it hurts. It's not dark exactly, but there's mist and thick fog, purple, sometimes grey and blue. And everything is cold. There's no peace there, no rest. The constant noise of the wind, the constant biting cold. And every inch of me hurts, Chan. Right now, that's where Ardy is. He'll only come back when we both want him to be here.
I didn't know. You never told me. Why did Ardy never... Ardy? Ardy's there now. Bring him back. Get him out of there.
I have to talk to you first. We need to see what is really happening here. We were supposed to be together, Chand. We have to want to be with each other all the time. We're not meant to be apart. You're not supposed to leave us. Ever.
How can that happen? I can't just stay here. What am I supposed to do?
I think you know. In your heart of hearts, you know what you have to do to save us. You were right, Chand. It's not fair. It's not fair to ask you to live one life in this world and another in others. You have to choose. And I know you'll choose us. I know you won't be able to live with yourself if you leave us to this torture. The thing is, John, there's no real need for you to live at all, is there? All the pressure, all the demands this world makes, if you achieve this, attain that, slog your hat up for the next goal and the next. It never stops. But you can make it stop. You can make it all go away. And we keep it together, always.
I don't know, Bina. I don't think that's what... I mean, Mum and Dad. And my plans. My future. I can't. So, Mum, I hope you understand why I had to do this. It's what's right and fair. I never meant to hurt you and Dad, but I have a responsibility to my brother and sister. By the time you get this note, I'm sure I'll be with them and we'll be happy. Because this is the way it was always meant to be.
Thank you for everything you and Dad have done for me, and for the life you fought so hard to give me. Ardy, Bina and I will always love you. Chant. How does that sound, Bean? Convincing? You think the old bag will bite?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think it'll do. What's up, Bean? It worked, didn't it? Why so down in the mouth?
I just thought he'd choose us, that's all. I really thought I could get through to him.
See, I told you he'd never choose us. I mean, I'm sure you gave it all you got and everything, but Mummy's golden boy never gave a toss about us, really, did he? It was always going to have to end this way, with my hands around his throat.
And you told me he'd be with us, but where is he? We've always had him hanging around almost half an hour now, and there's no sign of him.
Well, maybe if he'd have stepped up to the plate, he would be with us. But he forced us to take matters into our own hands, didn't he? So I've no idea where he is now. Maybe he's in that place lost in the fog, getting a taste of his own medicine. But cheer up, Bina. We are here, aren't we? With or without him, it doesn't matter anymore. We get to be here together. Always.
Yes, always.
chant was performed by Noel Prasad, Beena by Ankita Sharma, and Adi by Kartik Sobhagyanathan. The Siblings was written by Sarah Khan, produced by Josh Curran and Luke Condor, edited by Carl Hughes, music and sound effects by Duncan Muggleton, freesound.org and zapsplat.com. It was recorded at Acast Studio. Miscreation is a Hawk and Cleaver production with artwork by Jake Richardson. Additional voices by Ian McEwen. Hey, Josh here, and whew, that's the end of Series 1 of Miscreation. It has been a lot of fun bringing together a big bunch of creatives and making these mini dramas. There will be a series 2, not sure when, not sure how, but we'll figure it out. And just to prove that the world isn't as dark and depressing as we've made it out to be on this podcast, here's some other little snippets from the studio.
Okay, anything else?
Not really. You've got that sort of energy down of a dog owner, which I like.
Just, oh, the cute doggy.
Why is doggy starting fires?
Must be. Oh, that's a weird thing to tell the janitor, isn't it? Like,
by the way. Yeah. I know you like clean toilets and everything, but.
Yeah, this guy, he just hates everyone in the hospital. He's really mad.
Sign this.
Performed by Linley George, Artie Frush.
It's. I can write
Frushan.
It
Frushan.
Frushan, yeah.
Frushan.
Just how it's spelled.
Yeah. Keep sort of going German. Frushan.
Frushan. Yeah. Well, it's Persian, so yeah, if that helps you to take it away from that.
And they lived happily ever after.
In the quiet of a village. The village chalet.
And there you have it. A huge thanks to all the actors, writers, artwork designers, musicians, Carl Hughes's and Luke Condors who've had a role in making this show what it is. And I'll leave you with some words from Francesca from episode 2.
A huge success. Very proud of us.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.